While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of them no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them no matter what you do.
KGA KGHP-FM would like to thank the members of KGHP-PC for their support. KGHP-PC is a 501c3 nonprofit established to promote and financially support the Gig Harbor and Key Peninsula's community radio station, KGHP-FM. Working to provide fundraising opportunities within the Lower Puget Sound, KGHP-PC works with other local area businesses and organizations to support the arts and educational services that KGHP-FM encompasses. He is also a member of the Peninsula School District's Community Cooperation Agreement. For more information about KGHP-PC, you can go to their website at kghp-pc.org. On behalf of KGHP-FM, we would like to thank KGHP-PC for their support.
It is 6:45 and you are enjoying Classic Rock and Roll Connections on KGHP Gig Harbor. KGHP can be found on your very own FM dial at 89.3, 89.9, and 105.7. We can also be found streaming worldwide on the web at kghp.org. And if you have a smartphone, if you have either one of those things, you can get the simple radio app and put it on there and listen to us anywhere that you have phone service. So that's a great one, too. I want to thank the listener, Clay, for that information. Harbor Wild Watch Peer Into the Night featuring a live dive is going to take place this coming Saturday, February the 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. Scuba divers will film the bottom of Gig Harbor Bay with an HD underwater camera in search of squid, octopi, or maybe even a spiny lump sucker. Yes, the spiny lump sucker. Oh, gosh, that was fun to say. Become a virtual scuba diver while you stay dry and warm on the surface. The event will be held at Jurisic Dock, 3207 Harborview Drive in downtown Gig Harbor. And remember, if you go, you can watch the screen and maybe see, yes, a spiny lump sucker. Oh, my Lord. The opportunities I'm given here to say these fun things. Okay. Let's talk about what you just heard and let's move on here. We heard, let's see, I already told you the first two. So the last two songs, Easy Lover from 1984, number two for 2 weeks on the Billboard charts. And it was done by Phil Collins and Phil Bailey because, yes, it's Groundhog's Day and Groundhog Phil showed up today as usual to predict the weather. And the last song we did was called Thing by Phil Harris from the early 1950s. Yes, so we're going to wrap things up here, including those last two songs, with songs by people named Phil. So today is Groundhog's Day. We tried to salute some groundhog topics, including winter, shadows, and people named Phil doing songs. So hopefully you're having a good time tonight listening to the show. I'm having a great time bringing it your way. This next song is called Small Sad Sam, and it's by Phil McLean in 1961. It got the number 21 on the Billboard charts.
Small Sad Sam. Small Sad Sam.
Here's a tale of a man who was puny and weak. Stood 4'6" in his stocking feet. Kinda narrow in the shoulder and heavy in the waist. Everything about him seemed to be misplaced. Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
He slid into town one rainy night, running like a dog away from a fight. He had a pretty big mouth for a guy his size, and everything he said was a pack of lies. Small Sam. One day he got on a downtown bus. First thing you know, there was an awful fuss. They threw Sam off into the street for trying to steal an old lady's seat. That's Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
One day, nobody knows what for, an elevator stuck on the 85th floor. Some cables broke, and so it said, that car just hung there by a thread. Women were calm, the men were mild, but Sam screamed and cried like a little child. He squeezed himself through the emergency door and pulled himself up to the 86th floor. Small Sam. Chicken Sam.
That chicken, Sam.
And then instead of helping others get free, Sam said, I'm looking out for me. The cable snapped and all the way down, they cursed out Sam till they hit the ground. Small Sam.
Small said Sam.
Now someday Sam's gonna get his due, and when he does, I'll make a bet with you. There ain't nobody even gonna pass the hat, 'cause Sam was nothing but a no-good cat.
Small Sad Sam.
Yes, yeah, Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
Chicken Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
No good Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
on today now? What have you got to say now?
Outside the window, there's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. To the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
All right, we finished that. Finished our show off tonight with songs by people named Phil, because that's the Groundhog's name. Today is Groundhog's Day. Earlier in the show, I played a song by Phil Phillips, Sea of Love, from 1959. And the last four songs you heard were Phil McLean with Sad Small Sad Sam from 1961, number 21 on the Billboard charts. It was Phil Sloan. At that time, he went by P.F. Sloan. Sins of the Family from 1965, number 87 on the Billboard charts. Recently, as of a year ago, actually a year ago in January, Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers passed away, and that song was called Louise, and we wrap things up with Phil Oakes doing Outside of a Small Circle of Friends from 1968, number 118 on the Billboard charts. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'll be back with you a whole new show again next week. Don't forget the Patrick Elliott Show comes up next, As usual, you're going to love the Patrick Elliott Show. So good night, everybody. I will see you next week on the radio. And let me remind you that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Have a great week.